好，这样你站这边，这是你的老位置。我们今天要读的圣经是箴言书第三章第21节，说我要谨守真智慧和谋略，不可使它离开你的眼目。
Proverbs 3:21, My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion.
今天我们要讲一个主题哈，这个主题叫做赛博朋克，高科技低生活。
Today's topic is cyberpunk, high tech, low life.
赛博朋克是一个音译，就是从英文的词里面译成中文的，所以你如果去读英文的话，它也叫做赛博朋克 cyberpunk。
The term cyberpunk was directly translated from English to Chinese, so 赛博朋克。
所以我们今天还是照例会从一段视频开始，这段视频是一个广告。
As usual, we'll start with a video, and this video is an advertisement.
这个广告是亚马逊公司，也就是 Amazon。将要推出来的一个新品就是家庭机器人。
This is an ad for a new product by Amazon, a home robot.
那在一整个的这个广告里面，当然从亚马逊的角度上来说，它要告诉我们这机器人到底有多好。
From Amazon's perspective, of course, the ad is trying to sell us on the robot's benefits and features.
我们会看两遍。
We'll watch this video twice.
亚马逊没有给我任何的钱哈。我们会看两遍。第一遍的时候，我希望大家能够边看边思考，就是在这一整个的广告里面，有哪一些地方是你觉得不那么对劲的？
When we watch this, pay attention to anything you feel is off about this advertisement.
对，然后呢，等到第二遍的时候，我可以讲讲我的一些想法，我的一些感受，我看这个广告之后，我是怎么想的。
And the second time we watch this, the pastor will discuss things that his reflections on this advertisement.
Okay, 我们来看一下亚马逊的这个机器人的广告。
Let's watch it.
好，先问问大家的想法。看完这个这个机器人售价999啊，还没有上市哈。这个你们有什么想法没有？
What are everybody's reactions? This product will cost almost $1,000.
嘉乐有什么想法吗？什么？啊哈，有 O1？
I have
OK。
我觉得它可能不是很值得交易，因为在市面上有同样的。
我们现在不是讲 price， 我们现在不是要说要做 marketing， 我现在就是说这个广告看完了以后，你觉得有些什么地方是让你觉得奇怪的，或者说因为它展现了很多的生活的场景嘛。
Are there any ways that this ad makes you feel weird after watching these common scenarios?
好好，很好，你有发现 ？OK。
我觉得他一些简单的事情就把它变成复杂，就使得又变有用。比如说，他刚才最后那个镜头，就来一个很方便的事情，他为什么要用一个机器人？就是说，好像家里多了一个监视你的人。
OK, 我大姐意思就是说人可能就会用废了啊，就是如果一直用机器人，人可能就没用了。
Yeah, if you always use a robot, then we become useless as humans.
还有别的想法吗？还有想法吗？不要讲，我现在不讲有用，现在就什么事情 weird， 就什么事情很有奇怪的地方。这一整个 video 有几个奇怪的地方，我不知道有没有发现。
首先奇怪就是说打电话要蹲下来，然后第二个奇怪就是你拿啤酒，我那啤酒是谁放进去的？我是人放进去，我觉得很奇怪，这么麻烦我要放进去才叫他进去。
OK， 很好。 我上次曾经提到过，我们应该要有另外的一个想法。我们常常会想科技能够给我们带来什么，但是我们很少会去想科技对我们做了什么。
Yeah, we often think about what technology brings to us, but what is it doing to us?
我们再看第二遍啊，我讲讲我的一些想法。
So Pastor discusses reflections.
所以一开始这个应该是两夫妻吧，这个丈夫要跟太太介绍的一个机器人
，a robot，
这个太太就心存怀疑了
，What are we going to do with a robot？
买了一个机器人
，Well，
是这样的
，Astro，Follow me。
在第二个场景里面，我希望他在后面的那一个人可以放。David， 你可以记住。
Pay attention to the person in the back.
后面有一个人，那个一直坐着的人。
Sitting on in that chair.
暂停一下，那个人会是谁
？Who is that person？
妈妈，妈妈在干什么？然后这小孩子要跟谁聊天？跟一个他摸不到的、他碰不到的、远在很远以外的一个 grandma 聊天 ，right？ 妈妈在哪里
？So the child is talking with the grandma who is very far away, and yet where is the mom？
妈妈肯定在这个家里面。
Mom is at home.
但是在某一个角度来说，妈妈又不在这个家里。
But from another perspective, you can say mom isn't at home.
对吗？我想亚马逊特别要让一个人坐在这个后面的椅子上，他可以不放的。其实他其实如果不放的话，这个图片其实更自然。
I think that Amazon was very intentional about putting somebody in the background of that video there.
可是他放了一个人在外面，他要表达的意思就是说，你可以把孩子交给谁呢？交给这个机器人。
What they're saying is basically, who can you give responsibility for the child to?
这个机器人可以跟小孩子一起玩，这机器人可以让他去找他要找的人，但是别找我。
The robot can play with the kid and let the kid connect with whoever they want, but as long as it's not me.
这个不是广告里面才有的镜头，这个我们在任何一个家庭里面可能都看得到。
It's not just something from the ad. We can probably see this in every family.
现在的父母不想陪孩子，最好的方法就是给他一个电子产品。
Parents now don't want to entertain their kids. Better to just give them a tablet.
对吗？给他一个手机，给他看一个 video， 把他手机砰架起来放在他的前面，我们就可以做我们自己想做的事情。
Give them a cell phone, prop it up in front of them, and then we can go and do what we want.
这个到底是好还是不好？我们是需要好好想一想的。
You should think carefully about whether this is good or bad.
好，第二个，继续。
And now my child will leave you.
这就是我大姐说的，家里面永远有个摄像头。好，这是第二个场景。对，待会可以暂停一下。我问你，有一天你很开心，你想跳舞。Frankie， 你如果有一天很开心想跳舞，你叫谁？
If you're really happy and you want to dance with somebody, who will you want to dance with?
找老婆嘛，对不对？
Why?
找好朋友。Alice 的 Hannah 找不到，你还可以找赵牧师嘛，对不对？
You can always get pastors out to dance with you.
一个人如果活到一个地步，想跳舞都要找机器人，你觉得这是幸福还是不幸福？
If we've descended to the point where we have to ask a robot to dance with us, is that happiness or not?
就你把自己放在这个场景里面，有一天你想要找一个人跳舞来表达你的情感，无论这些情感是 喜乐的也好，还是悲哀的也好，你没有别的人可以找，你能想到的唯一的对象就是这个 Astra 这个小小的机器人。你觉得你的生活质量是提高了还是降低？
If the only person or thing you can share your happiness or your sadness with is this robot Astro, do you think your life has gotten better or has it gotten worse?
你的人生已经沦落到要跟机器人跳舞了，我不知道这个快乐到底是从哪里来的。
If the only person we can dance with is a robot, I don't know where this happiness is coming from.
Okay, 继续。注意听背景的声音哈。
Attention to the background sounds.
Thank you. All right, I'm in.
OK, 好。这个场景就是刚刚我大姐有讲到说要把简单的事情做复杂了，对吗？就是说你明明家里有人，首先确定一件事情，家里有人。
In this last scene, we can see that.Things have been made much more complicated, and you'll note that somebody is home here.
我不知道大家对于某些事情的感受到底是如何哈。如果你在家里面，你就待在家里面，你收到你太太的一个短消息，告诉你说出来吃饭。
I don't know how everybody else feels, but if you receive a text from your spouse, saying come eat,
你会在那一瞬间觉得。赞叹高科技的伟大呢，还是会觉得心里面会觉得有一些不对劲的地方。
In that moment, are you marveling at the wonders of modern technology, or do you feel a bit of unease?
很明显，这个丈夫在家。
It's very obvious the husband is home.
那他把啤酒放在这个机器人身上，机器人送过去给他。
And he put the beer in the robot.
那在广告里面，这太太表现的好像很开心，但是说实在话，如果我收到这样东西的话，我不会开心的。
The woman in the ad seems very happy about it, but Pastor Dahl would not be happy if that happened to him.
我不是住在一个几万尺的豪宅里面，跑一趟都要花十几分钟，就是这么小的一个房间，你要叫机器人把这东西送给你。
We don't live in a 10,000 square foot mansion that we need.To have a robot carry a beer across our house for us.
那说明什么？
And what does this mean?
是说明我们感情深厚呢，还是说明我们其实可能根本就已经没有什么感情？
Does this mean that we are enjoying life and full of emotion, or have we lost all of that?
所以在这个视频里面，在这个广告里面，我看到三个不同的现象。第一个就是消失的亲人。
So we saw three different examples, and the first is losing our close, the people who are close to us.
他就在你旁边，可是他消失了。
They're right next to us, but it's as if they have disappeared.
那第二就是孤独，就是你可以在一个霓虹灯闪烁的这个房间里面，你有一个能够对你跟你说话的一个机器人，它有人工智能，可是你孤独。
So we have a robot. The second is that we have a robot in our room right next to us that is intelligent and can talk with us, and yet we are lonely.
第三，失位，失位就是失去位置，就没有位置了。就他原来应该在这个位置上，可是他不再继续在这个位置上。我们把它叫做失位。失位的配偶就是说，配偶不能够再发挥他所应该发挥的作用。
So we've kind of lost our role in our lives as companions.
所以如果我今天再反过头来再问大家说 这些用高科技堆砌起来的场景，如果你今天再仔细去想一想的话，你是否还会真的觉得这会让你幸福？
If we pay attention to this world that high tech has created for us, is it really happy?
啊，这就是我们今天要讲的一个主题。
This is our main topic.
所以我们先来做一个名词解释。
Let's first explain some words.
就我们需要对于 cyberpunk 这个词做一个最基本的解释。
Let's understand what cyberpunk means.
那 cyberpunk 这词是一个后面在后期的时候拼凑起来的一个词，它有两个关键的字组成，一个是 cybernetics， 就是控制，那一个就是 punk， 就是朋克。
So cyberpunk is made up of two words, cybernetics and punk.
那控制呢，控制论呢，是现代资讯技术的一个基础。
Cybernetics or control theory is the foundation of information technology.
那就也就是说，现代的这种资讯技术，现代的一个我们今天所谓的这些高科技的东西，它其实基于三个最基本的论点，一个就是控制论，一个就是系统论，一个就是信息论。
So modern information technology is made up of three different theories that make up its foundation, and that's cybernetics or control theory, system theory, and information theory.
所以我们去想一想，就是说我们今天所有碰到的事情，其实大部分都是跟信息、跟系统、跟这个控制是有关的。
So all this modern technology, it all has to do with control.Systems and information.
当然在我们绝大部分人的这个脑子里面，我们想到控制的时候，当然我们会觉得很自然的觉得我们是控制另一方的那一个。
When a normal person, people like ourselves think of control, we usually think that we are in control of others.
可是这是一种错觉。
But this is a misunderstanding.
因为有很多事情，当你以为自己在控制他的时候，其实他反过来在控制你。
What we think of when we think of we are in control of something else, usually that thing is controlling us.
打一个最简单的比方来说，我曾经问过大家一个问题。
As an example, before I asked you all a question.
所说是我们驯服了宠物，还是宠物驯服了我们？
Are we in control of things or pets?
Pets.
Yeah,
宠物对那狗。
Pets in control of us.
对，我们去养一条狗，我们去养一只猫的时候，我们觉得说我驯服了它，对不对？
When we raise a dog or a cat, we think that we are in control of them.
可是你有没有想过，我们被它驯服的更厉害
？But maybe they are actually raising us.
我们到的时候就要给他喂吃的，到的时候就要牵他出去走路，对吧？到的时候就要给他供应他所需要的东西。
We feed them, we take them on walks, we provide everything for them.
如果我把它换一个问题，我说，你觉得是你控制了宠物，还是宠物控制了你？你会怎么回答
？When I ask, are we in control of our pets or are pets controlling us? How would you answer?
OK， 我们这里看到有核武器哈，有飞弹，有导弹哈。
Here in this picture we have aircraft and
nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
那我们要问说，哦，我们人类科技发展，我们造了这个核武器，那我问大家，到底是我们控制核武器呢，还是核武器控制了我们？
Are we controlling nuclear weapons or have nuclear weapons controlled us?
所以这是一个我们今天现在每个人都要面对的一个问题，就是说现在这种技术的这种发展已经进到另外的一个阶段。
So the development of technology has reached a new phase.
我们已经从控制科技、建立系统、掌握信息的阶段，慢慢慢慢进到一种被科技控制，由系统来建立我们，不是我们掌握信息，而是掌握信息的人掌握我们的这样的一种状态里面。
We have gone from a stage where we control technology, build systems, and understand information, and slowly we're moving towards a stage where technology is controlling us, where systems are building us, and where we don't understand information, but those who understand the information understand us.
Maybe we don't control information.
Yeah, we don't control the information, but those who control the information control
us.
The rest of us.
Yes. 我有没有在耸人听闻呢？我没有在耸人听闻。我有没有在说让大家觉得很就是不可思议的话呢？
Have I said something that is exaggerated?
那我们请我再问大家说，我再问大家，我希望大家能够平心静气的回答我个问题。你觉得今天在我们绝大部分人当中，到底是我们控制了手机，还是手机控制了我们？
For example, have cell phones controlled us?
还是我们 control 了？
Or are we controlling our phones?
就你能不能够打比方，今天我给大家一个挑战，说明天星期天我们在座的所有人，我们可不可以每一个人一整天不用手机？你控制得了控制不了？
I give everybody a challenge. Can you go entire Sunday without using your phone?
你控制不了东西，你怎么说自己控制的它？反过来是它控制了你，不是吗？
If you can't control yourself, then how can we say that we're controlling that thing?
我们觉得我们掌握信息。
We say that we have control over information.
可是事实是，那些掌握我们信息的人掌握了我们。
But in reality, those who control our information have controlled us.
今天，如果你是一个 Facebook 的用户，或者你是一个 YouTube 的一个用户。
If you're a Facebook user or a YouTube user,
我实话告诉你 ，YouTube 跟 Facebook 公司对你的了解远远多过你父母，多过你丈夫，多过你妻子，多过你儿女。
YouTube and Facebook, these companies understand more about you than your spouse or your friends or your family.
他们有千百种方式可以用他们的方式来控制你。
They have tens of thousands of ways to control us.
所以我们在讲到 cyberpunk 的时候，我们在讲这个控制，已经不是在讲我们控制科技，而是在讲科技控制我们。
So when we talk about cyberpunk, it's not about us mastering and controlling technology, but the other way around.
Okay, 第二个词叫做 punk.
The other part of cyberpunk is punk.
那叛克呢是一种文化，这种文化最重要的一个表现就是它需要对于自身所生活的或者自身现在的状态呢要有思索。
So cyberpunk is a type of culture, and the important part of this culture is that you have to think aboutthe state of your own existence.
它出现的原因是因为当我们进入高科技的这个生活的时候，我们会发现在虚幻和现实之间的这个界限呢就越来越模糊了。
The reason for the emergence of punk is that the boundary between fantasy worlds and reality has blurred.
那人呢会在虚幻的事情里面快乐，并且愿意留在虚幻里面。
People are finding joy in fantasy, and so they want to remain in that fantasy.
今天我们会在什么事情上快乐？有人说，以前我们可能在工作里面快乐，我们在健身、在锻炼身体里面快乐，我们在跟朋友一起出去吃饭的时候快乐。
Before we might find joy in our work or with our friends, going out to eat or exercise.
现在我们在哪里找快乐？我们在 TikTok 里面找快乐，我们在 YouTube 里面找快乐，我们在 Facebook 上找快乐。
Now we find joy and happiness in Facebook, TikTok, other social media.
我们在数有多少个 like, 有多少个 sign up, 我们为这些事情快乐。
We count how many likes or thumbs up we get to find happiness.
可是这是一种虚幻的快乐，它不真实。
But this is an empty type of happiness. It's not. It doesn't have some substance.
所以 punk 就是指一种态度，就是一种怀疑，一种挣扎，一种矛盾，一种问题，就是我是不是真的活在你们所形容的那么好、那么美好的一个世界里面。
So what punk points out to us is a struggle, a contradiction, and a question.And that is, are we really living in this beautiful, this world that is as beautiful as you have described?
今天我们的总统告诉我们说，我们活在一个越来越好的美国里面。
Our president is saying we live in an America that is getting better every day.
今天联合国的这个当值的这个主席会告诉我们说，我们活在一个这个充满希望的世界里面。
The head of the UN is saying we live in a world of hope.
Punk 就是一种精神，就是问说真的吗？
The attitude of a punk attitude is asking, are you sure about that?
对，所以 punk 就是说，如果你从今天开始，你再也没有办法当一只天真的小白兔，活在一个绿意盎然的美好梦幻的这个世界里面，你可能会看到真实的这个世界，这个世界充满荆棘、险恶、肮脏，你是否愿意离开那个幻境，走到真实的生活里面去？
If today you had to choose to leave this fantasy beautiful world where you're like an innocent rabbit living in a green and abundant world, and you had to choose to live in the real world that is full of evil and filth and thorns, would you be willing to take that step and to break out of that dream?
看个小小的视频，是从一部电影里面来的。
Watch this clip from a movie.
我并不在说这个电影里面说的都真实的，但是我可以稍微讲一下这个故事。
Not saying everything in this movie is real, but it does reveal certain truths.
这个故事是说在很多年以后啊，在许许多多年以后，不知道多少年以后，就很多年以后，这人类呢其实已经在核武器的这个战争里面，绝大部分都已经灭绝了。
This is an apocalyptic world where the vast majority of people have died after nuclear war.
那人工智能跟这个电脑跟机器呢已经掌管了这一个世界。
Computers and automatic systems have taken over the world.
那因为核武器战争造成的这个烟云呢就遮蔽了这个太阳。
So because of the fallout from nuclear war, it has blocked the sun.
那所以人类的最基本的这个能源就消失了，阳光就没有了。
So there's no more light and no more energy for the world.
可是电脑呢是需要有能源的，它才能够运转。
But computers need energy to function.
所以呢，电脑这一整个系统呢就做了一件事情，就是他们在培养器皿就是一个培养皿里面，就是我们平常说我在这个小玻璃杯里面培养细胞让它能够长大，对吧？他就做了一个大的这个培养皿然后把人类呢克隆以后就放在这个器皿里面。
So basically, in this movie, the computers have created incubation chambers, just like little petri dishes that we use to grow cells, and they have put humans in there.
然后你自己是没有意识的。
And the people themselves don't realize it.
对，你并不知道自己在培养皿里面。
You don't know that you're in these.
因为你的这个身体的能量呢，那就可以转化成这个电能。哦，你的身体在那里嘛，就你的这个血液在流通，这些都是能量的运转，它可以把它转化成电能。
Basically, they're converting the energy of the humans, into electricity.
那可是你又怎么样？他又怎么样能够让你好好活着呢？就是电脑给了你一个神经上的一个刺激，就是它在你的脑子里面模拟了某一些的场景，比如说，你在吃什么，你在喝什么，你在做什么，就是其实你是在一个虚假的梦幻里面。
And the computers have actually created, They have created a system to stimulate your nervous system and your brain so that you think that you're eating things and you're living your normal life, seeing different things.
所以人类一开始就是在那个器皿里面，也死在那个器皿里面，一辈子所做的事情就是为电脑提供能量。
So people are born in these chambers and die in these chambers, and the whole purpose of their lives is to provide energy.
那这里就是一个机会，这个机会就是说你可以脱离那个幻境。
And in this scene, you see that someone's presented with an opportunity to leave this fake world.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland.And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
OK， 那所以这个电影里面就是说，他给了一个选择。
In this movie scene, you have a choice.
就你要选择继续活在虚幻里面，还是要选择活在真实里
面？Do you want to continue living in a fantasy, or do you want to live in reality?
今天我们活在一个并不那么真实的这个世界里，我们可以听到很多不真实的东西，无论是社会上的谎言、政治上的谎言、大公司的谎言，环绕着我们。
In today's world, we're surrounded by lies, lies in politics, lies given to us by big companies and by society.
那你愿不愿意稍微跳出来一下，看看我们自己到底活在怎么样的一种状态里面？
Are you willing to make that little leap and see what condition we're living in?
所以我们把这两个词合在一起，就是 cyberpunk， 就是高科技、低生活的生活形态。
So when you combine those two words, cyber and punk, it refers to a situation where we have high tech but low living.
然后他所表示的就是说，外在呢亮丽光鲜。内在呢，虚无乏味。
So on the outside it looks bright and beautiful, but inside it's empty and meaningless.
享受的时候呢，有滋有味；享受完了以后呢，就觉得空虚。
In the midst of enjoying it, it's interesting and delightful, but once we're done enjoying it,
握在手里的时候，觉得一切尽在我的掌握。
When we hold it in our hands, it feels like we're in control.
却不知道自己全被别人掌握。
But we don't know we're actually being controlled.
那这就是 cyberpunk 高科技低生活。
Not cyberpunk, high tech, low life.
那这是这种生活的状态在我们今天的生活里面到底会有怎么样的一些表现？
How can we see this manifest in our daily lives?
我今天讲三个。
We'll talk about three examples.
第一个就是天涯若比邻时的比邻若天涯。
First is when faraway places feel like our neighborhood, and yet our neighbors feel far away.
这就是我们刚刚在那个 Amazon 的机器人的广告里面看到的那一个场景，比邻若天涯。
Remember the scene from that Amazon ad? Our neighbors feel like they're far away.
所以现代科技最津津乐道的这个成就之一，就是我们把人跟事跟地方做了连结。
The most celebrated and talked about achievement of modern technology is connecting different people and places.
我们也确实做到了。今天我们在场的每一位，我们只要有设备的话，我们可以在一瞬间与世界各地的人们连结。
And we have in fact achieved that. We have connected people from all across the globe together.
我们跟世界好像没有了距离，那些曾经离我们非常遥远的人和事，因为高科技被无限的拉近了。
And we now feel very close with the rest of the world. Things and people and happenings that are very far away now feel like they are right next to us.
但这是好的一方面。
And this is a good thing.
我们要看到这一方面，因为现在沟通连结确实方便很多。
And we need to recognize that because communication and connection is much easier nowadays.
但是我们也同样需要看到另外一面。
But we also need to recognize the flip side.
也要警惕另外一面。
And to be careful of that.
那就是说我可以设想一个场景。
I can create a scene for you.
我们坐在同一张餐桌上吃饭。
We are eating together at a table.
我爸爸在看泰国的美食。
My dad is watching Thai cuisine.
我妈妈在看巴黎的时装。
Mom is looking at Paris Thai fashion.
我哥哥在跟纽约的朋友聊天。
My brother is talking with friends from New York.
我妹妹在看韩国的电影。
And my younger sister is watching K-dramas.
我们就在同一个餐桌上面。
We're all at the same table.
可是我爸爸的心在泰国，我妈妈的心在巴黎，我哥哥的心在纽约，我妹妹的心在韩国。
But my dad's heart is in Thailand, my mom's heart is in Paris, my brother is in New York, and my younger sister is in Korea.
我不知道我们跟朋友们吃饭的时候，或者我们一家人吃饭的时候，我们已经有多少时间是可以全心全意的吃一顿饭，聊一次天。
I don't know how many times we have left to sit down at a table with friends or family and really put our whole heart into connecting with them and talking to them.
对，这就叫做比邻若天涯。
And this is what I mean when I say our neighbors feel far away.
我们拥有了高科技，但是我们同时也得到了疏离。
We have high technology, but we have also achieved alienation.
我们的物理距离很近，可是我们的心理距离或者心灵的距离无穷远。
Our physical distance is short and near, but our emotional distance has become very wide.
OK, 第二个现象。
Second,
是刚刚我们在广告里面看到的第二个场景，就是你已经到了一个地步，需要跟机器人跳舞的地步。
You can think back to the second scene from the Amazon ad when we have to resort to dancing with robots.
所以我们的高科技低生活的第二个表现的方式就是，我的好友满天下，但是我却孤独又无助。
And this is when we have so many friends and yet we're lonely and helpless.
我们今天怎么样交朋友？
How do we get friends today?
我们今天怎么交朋友？ Frankie, 我们你上来，我们演示一下。 就当我们从来没有见过面哈，当我们现在从我，当我们两个从来没有见过面。
Pretend we've never met before.
哎，你好，你好。
哎，你好，赵。
你赵博士。
你好，你好。
你叫什么名字？
我叫 Frankie。
哦，我很高兴认识你，我叫赵新帆。
啊，你好。
你有微信吗？
我有，什么都有。
我们可以加好友吗？
可以，可以。
OK， 手机拿出来。扫一扫。
Scan my QR code。
然后说哦，我们以后保持联系哦。
好。
Let's keep in touch。
好的。
很高兴认识你。
哎，高兴。
Nice to meet you。
请注意哈，微信说不是加朋友，是加什么？好友。
Note that on WeChat, it's not adding just a normal friend.
在这么一瞬间，我对
好友
，good friends， 对。那在这么一瞬间，我的人生里面多了一个好友。
In just a flash, I have another good friend.
这个好友加完以后，我可以一辈子不搭理他，他也可以一辈子不搭理我。
I can ignore this person for the rest of my life, and they can ignore me.
但是在我的账户里面有这么一个好友。
But in my account, it says I have this good friend.
你的微信里面有多少个好友？
How many good friends do we have in our WeChat?
你的 Facebook 里面有多少的 follower?
How many Facebook followers do we have?
你的 Instagram 里面有多少人在看？你的 TikTok?
How many people are following you on Instagram or TikTok?
我们真的是在这样一种状态里面，其实我们很多时候会从这些事情里面得到满足。我们觉得，我常常听到有人讲说，哦，我这个微信有几千个，有几千个人是我的朋友，我的 Facebook 上有多少人在点赞哈，我有多少人看我的 Instagram。
We often get satisfaction from these things. How many followers we have on WeChat or Facebook?
那朋友曾经是一个有分量的沉甸甸的词，它需要时间，它需要机会，它需要了解，它也有责任，也需要经过时间的这个考验。
The word friend used to have substance and weight to it. It required.Time and investment and care to develop over time.
可是到了今天呢，一切都不需要。
But today you don't need to put in anything.
那我就想说，当你的手机账户里面，当你的这些社交账户里面有着数不胜数的这些好友的时候，如果有一天某一个深夜你忧伤、你痛苦、你想要找一个人，你能不能够在这些好友里面找一个？
Can you find in the countless friends and good friends that you have in your social media accounts, if one night you need help, can you find somebody in that list to help you?
你能不能够在那么多的好友的名单里面找到一个人是可以在半夜两三点钟接你电话而不会对你生气的？
Can you find someone on that list who will pick up your call at 2 or 3 a.m. and not be mad at you?
能够跟你聊天的人，能够听你讲心里话的。
Someone who can chat with you and talk about your deeper things.
我昨天晚上是先跟我的儿子 Jonathan 先讲的这篇道，我把它完整讲一遍，讲给他听。然后我问他，我说你能早睡？
I first gave this whole sermon to my son Jonathan and asked him, "Who can you find in that list?"
他说我找你呀。
I'll ask you.
我说那你要永远记得我是你的好朋友。
Always remember that I am your good friend.
所以我们今天在高科技的这个加持下面，好友满天下。可是我们面对的一个问题就是，我们的好友在数量上得到了很大的提升，但是这些好友没有质量。
So we have greatly increased the number of friends that we have, and yet the quality of these friends is very low.
这样的生活，我们应该把它叫做是高生活还是低生活
？This kind of life, would you call it a high lifestyle or a low one?
如果今天真的有一天我们到了一种境况，难过到一个地步，我们真的打开手机的通讯录，滑来滑去滑来滑去，竟然找不到一个人可以打可以通话的时候，你会觉得这个生活是你想要的生活，是你觉得幸福的生活，还是你觉得悲哀的生活？
When you open your contact list and your friends list and you're swiping up and down and you can't find anybody who you can trust and talk to, do you feel like it's a happy situation or not?
所以这是我们要思考的第二个问题，就是我要怎么样去重新找回好友的这个质量。
So that's the second problem I want you all to tackle is how can we recover the substance of our friendships.
第三个
Number three,
我们要面对的高科技低生活的这个表现之一，在我们生活里面就是我们在资讯上很富足，在真相上很贫穷。
The third way that this high-tech, low-life situation manifests in our lives isWhen we're rich with information, but poor in truth.
那我们现在这个时代呢，有一个词是可以来形容的，叫做后真相时代。
So there's a word that can describe our modern society, and that's post-truth.
你要知道，在哲学上或者在社会学上，任何东西加上一个后，就很难去定义的。
So in philosophy, psychology, whenever you add a post to a word, it's very hard to define.
那比如说后现代主义很难去 define, 很难去定义的。啊，后真相也是一样。
Just like the word postmodern is very difficult to define, post-truth is also that way.
那他在讲什么？他讲说我们活在一个越来越难找到真相的一个时代里。
We live in a time where it's harder and harder to find the truth.
就是你要找到一件事情的真相已经越来越难了。
If you want to reveal the reality of something, it's harder and harder to do that.
那我们已经从事实胜于雄辩的时代进入到另外那个时代，我们现在活在一个雄辩胜于事实的时代。
We've gone from an era of facts over words to one where words trump facts.
对，只要你能讲，只要你会讲，只要你脸皮够厚，只要你有足够的粉丝。
You only need to know how to say it and be willing to say it and to have enough followers.
那你所说的就是事实。
Then whatever you say is the truth.
我举一个例子啊。
As an example.
那我讲任何跟政治有关的事件的时候，都不代表我的政治立场。啊，我先事先声明。
As a disclaimer, whenever I talk about politics, that's not a comment on my own political.
我个人对政治没有任何的希望。
I don't place any hope in politics myself.
所以当我讲某一个总统不好的时候，不代表我喜欢另外一个总统。
So when I say bad things about one president, I'm not implying that I support their opponent.
我去举这个例子只是因为我觉得这个例子很有意思，能够说明一些事情。
I'm only giving this example because I feel like it reveals certain truths.
特朗普总统就任的时候，
Trump
就任的时候，当就职典礼的时候，
like in his inauguration, Trump's inauguration.
那他的白宫的发言人呢，在就职典礼之后就有一个通报。
The White House spokesperson gave an announcement.
你要知道，像这种通报一般都是要很严谨的、很慎重的。
Usually these announcements are very serious.
那不能够随便开口乱讲的。
And you can't just make them up.
可是，在那一个通报里面呢，这个白宫发言人就用了一个词说，这个川普总统的就职典礼的参加人数是有史以来最多的一个。
And this spokesperson said that Trump's inauguration had the most people in attendance.
你知道罪这个词是很忌讳的，不能随便用的。
You can't just say something like this lightly.
那所以有人呢就很认真啊，科学家啊，记者啊，就说，哎，他为什么用罪呢？有史以来人数最多的一次。
Why did they say most in since the beginning? That's a very big thing to say.
所以有人就去调监控，点人数，看整个的这个人流量，最后得出来说，哎，很明显啊。他说，奥巴马总统的时候人数比他多得多。
So people went to fact check that and looked pictures up and counted, and they realized, well, Obama's inauguration had more people.
所以人们就问他了，说你这个不是随便乱讲话吗？啊，怎么可以随便乱说呢？
So they asked, didn't you just make this up? How could you give lies like that so easily?
基于这个事件呢，川普的团队深造了，就是深深的造了一个新的名词。
So, in this situation, Trump's followers created a new term.
这个名词叫做“我现在告诉你的是另类的事实”。
So what I'm telling you now is an alternative fact.
另类的事实，我们常我照着人的常理，就是说，事实就是事实嘛。什么叫做另类的事实？另类的事实还是不是事实？
When we talk about facts, aren't they just facts? What is an alternative fact?
所以大家可以看的哈，有本书，他们这个书的名字叫做《另类事实》哈，这个是一个挪威的作家写的，蛮有意思的一本书。那所以你去想呢，就是说，如果今天有人在面对政治家们在面对这种情况的时候，他可以说，我就是要这样说，我就是要这样说。他讲一百遍，讲一万遍的时候，这就是事实。
When politicians insist on saying the same thing over and over again, it becomes the truth.
就算你告诉我说这不是事实，我也告诉你说这是另类的事实。
When if you tell me, well, that's not a fact, then I'll just tell you it's an alternative fact.
那所以今天我们怎么样？你今天去看社会上的发生这些新闻，打比方来说，你今天去看 Amber 跟 Johnny Depp 的这个 lawsuit.
Let's take an example: Amber and Johnny Depp's court case.
你觉得你能够找到 truth 吗？
Do you feel like you can find the truth?
你能找到真相到底是什么吗？
Can you figure out really what happened?
全在乎你的偏见，你喜欢谁更多一点？
It's all based on your own bias and who you like more.
所以这就是我们今天所生活的一种状态，就是我们拥有海量的资讯。
We in our current society, we're in an ocean of information.
但是我们失去了真相。
But we've lost the truth.
我们会给自己建一个信息茧房。
We create a cocoon of information for ourselves.
然后把自己禁锢在自己造的这个茧里面。
And we confine ourselves to that cocoon.
我们看到的东西都是我们喜欢的，符合我们的认知的。
We only watch and look at things that we like, things that conform to our existing prejudices.
我们看到的资讯都是大公司过滤过的。
And what we look at is filtered by large corporations.
那我们离真相就越来越远。
And so we are farther and farther from the truth.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
这些问题我们现在在面对，怎么办？
How do we confront this problem?
高科技，低生活，怎么办？
High tech, low life, what's the solution?
第一个。
Number one.
在爱远方的人之前，先爱你身边的人。
Before loving people who are far away, first love the people next to you.
路加福音第十章里面有一个很经典的问题。
The Gospel of Luke.Poses a very interesting question.
有一个人来问耶稣说：“夫子，我要做什么才能够承受永生？”耶稣说：“那你要什么？你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的上帝，要爱邻舍如同自己。”
So somebody asked Jesus, what should I do to achieve eternal life? And Jesus said,
with all your heart.
With all your heart and all your spirit and all your energy, love God. And also love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah. 然后耶稣就说，那既然你都知道的话，你就去做吧。
So Jesus said, go and do that.
那他就问了耶稣一个问题，说，那谁是我的邻舍呢？
But that person asked, who is my neighbor then?
那我谁我应该去爱呢？
Who is this neighbor that I should love?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要注意哈，我们的人生当中有一个诱惑，就是爱远方的人呢，远比爱身边的人容易。
So one thing we should know is that it's much easier to love people who are far away than the people who are next to us.
因为他不需要付代价。
Because we don't have to sacrifice anything.
那 even 我们今天在讲到这个邻舍的时候，我们也会先想起谁呢？先想起我的隔壁邻居，对吧？
And even when we think about this word neighbor, we'll think about our actual neighbor who lives next to us.
说詹姆斯，你应该爱你的邻舍。我想啊 ，Stanley 住的跟我很近，他可以算是我的邻舍。
Yeah, I live very close to the pastor, so he can consider me as his neighbor.
可是你的邻舍难道不应该是你的丈夫、你的妻子、你的孩子？你丈夫就躺在你旁边，他是你最近的邻舍。
But shouldn't your neighbor be your spouse or your child? They, the person who is right next to you.
他们不应该先是你的邻舍。
Shouldn't they be the first person you think of as a neighbor?
所以在我们想要去爱远方的人之前，爱网络上的人之前，我希望你们可以 我希望我们可以先爱我们身边的人。
So before you go loving somebody on the internet who's far away, first think about loving the people who are next to you.
我不是在讲我们不需要爱远方的人，但是我希望大家先爱你身边的人。
Not saying that you shouldn't love people who are far away, but first love the people who are near to you.
第二，真心交真友，重质莫重量。
Use all of your energy to find real friends and value quality over quantity.
对，在箴言书第四章里面说，朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难所生。
Proverbs says, "The friend loves at all times." And the brother is born for adversity.
如果可能，我希望大家尽量从你们的社交媒体里面可以退出来。
If possible, I urge you to leave social media.
能够去找一些真正的朋友。
And find some true friends.
对，这是我的建议。
This is my suggestion.
对。第三，去寻找真理，别让无效的信息淹没你。
Go look for the truth and don't drown in useless information.
耶稣说，你们要晓得真理，真理叫你们得自由。
You can find, once you know the truth, the truth will set you free.
你要知道真理，真理能够叫你得自由。这是耶稣所教导我们的，所以如果我们想要知道真相，你必须要去寻找这个真相，而不是让这些真相来找到你。
In order to know the truth, you have to go out and find it yourself. You can't let it come find you.
所以我希望大家能够有多一点这个属灵上的思索。能够有多一点深度的阅读，也能够去求神给我们有智慧，让我们懂得去分辨。
So I ask you all to think and read deeply, and to ask God for the wisdom to understand.
对，让我们能够在这样一个充满谎言的世界里面，尽可能的找到真相。
And in this very messy and chaotic world, find what is the truth?
如果今天你问我说詹姆斯什么是真理？
If I ask today, if you ask today, Pastor, what is the truth?
我所能提供的最简单的答案就是神的话就是真理。我希望你们回到神的话里面，神的话能够叫我们得自由。
The easiest answer I can give is God's word is the truth, and you can find salvation there.
你可以懂天文，懂地理，可是如果你不懂神的话，那你的生命里面是莫大的损失。
You can understand topics from astronomy to geography, but if you don't understand God's word, then you won't be able to find the truth.
赛博朋克就是一种高科技低生活的状态。
Cyberpunk is a high-tech and low-life situation.
希望我们能够对自己现有的生活状态有一些思考。
I hope that you all can think about our current situation.
也能够从神那里得到真正的答案。
And to get the true answer from God.
愿神祝福他的话语。
好。
May God bless.
May God bless.
好，那我们今天，我们一同来唱《忏悔诗》，主若是，我们唱。